let your tank run on empty. Isn't that something? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Let your tank run on empty. Now, who in the world would be so silly, be so foolish, be so naive to think that an automobile can run on empty? Oh, the gas gauge may not work or some other thing like that, but considering the gas gauge does work and considering the automobile does function and considering that everything is in perfect order, there's no reason for it not to run, but the automobile will not run when the tank is on empty. The automobile will not run when there is no gas in the tank. And there's no gas in the tank every time you forget to fill it. Every time you run it too far, and there she goes, down at the very bottom, and says, "Hey, I'm thirsty, give me something to drink. I can't make my pistons go up and down unless you give me something to drink. I need something to feed my spark plugs. I need something to make the engine run. I need something." Yes, it does. Now, nobody would be so silly to think that a gas tank would run on empty. Oh, there are some miracle people, but we really don't know them. We heard about them maybe once or twice that can run a gas tank with nothing in it, with just air or something like that. Perhaps the day will come we'll do that. But at the moment, at the stage of our understanding, at the stage of our development, we need gas in our gas tanks to run our automobiles. We need food in our bodies in order to run our bodies, in order for our bodies to function, in order for our bodies to carry out the activities we expect of them. We need food. Now, I've been threatened by this challenge often, and I shouldn't say threatened because it hasn't bothered me in the slightest. But people have thrown this at me and said, "Oh, sure. You're good. You're in good health. You're fantastic. Nothing's wrong with you." You know, you don't have to say these statements. You don't have to say the statements that "I like me. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body." And all that wonderful affirmation stuff. That wonderful fuel that keeps my mind alert, my body alive, and me going at full steam. What is the fuel for the mind? Yeah. The body needs fuel. The car needs fuel. Well, the mind needs fuel, too. The mind has to have something in it to operate it and function it. So, you have experiences in your life, and those experiences are not too harmonious, and you gripe and bitch about those experiences, and you say, "Yuck, yuck, 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 that's terrible. Oh, me, poor me, poor me, oh, poor me, yes, oh, poor me." This is feeling sorry for ourselves, and I think to myself, "And you don't know the secret, do you? You don't know the secret." Oh, they try to have all sorts of stories about secrets and stories about these things, but what's the real secret? The real secret is G-I-G-O. Garbage in, garbage out. If you put nothing in your consciousness, then nothing comes out. No beneficial things come out. Why does a little baby have such a delightful life? Because a little baby is thinking delightful thoughts. A little baby is living a delightful, harmonious life. What happens to kids? What's the first thing that messes up a kid when a parent worries about them? Oh, that is terrible. When a parent worries about a kid, they put those thoughts into their consciousness for the kid, who is very receptive to their consciousness, and into the child's consciousness. Now, if a child's going to worry that, "Oh, I can't do it, I don't know how, I don't know if I can make it," he'll never be accomplishing anything in life. But if a child says, "I can do it, I can accomplish it, I got the power in me to do it," he'll go out and he'll do wonderful things. He'll do fantastic things. But a parent's worry will destroy most of the children. And the worry, you say, is, "Well, it's such a loving thing. It's because the parents care." No. It's not because the parents care, it's because the parents don't care. The parents don't believe the child has the ability to do good things. If the parents believe the child has the ability to do good things, they would say, my child can do anything. My child is brilliant. My child is a genius. My child is thoughtful. My child is understanding. My child is a great, wonderful, fantastic, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious child. Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. And the child would be that way. Oh, come on now. Yes, the child would be that way. For every naughty child, there is naughty thoughts in the mind of the parent. For every naughty child, there is a parent who has been feeding that child not just for a day or two, but for a lifetime in limitation. You want to blame the parents? Well, certainly. Who are the teachers of the children? Who are the role models of the children? Where do the children learn these things but from the parents? Or from their neighbors and their friends? Or from the people the children play with? These are all part of the life style of the children. This is all part of the fuel that goes into the mental engines of the individual, whether it's a child or an adult. We put mental garbage in our thoughts all the time as we watch television and as we listen to the news and as we worry about the world. Instead of saying, all is in divine order. Oh, come on, we can't go around Pollyanna like that. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. People say, Herb, how come you're experiencing such a happy life and you're experiencing this and that? Oh, you got some problems, but you don't let them bother you. You know that that too shall pass, and you go on and do the things that are right and good and beautiful, and you're always living in a harmonious way. How do you do that? Well, every moment when I get up, I say, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm fantastic. I love it. I love it. I'm not better than somebody else. I'm not comparing myself to anything else in the world. I'm just being myself. Fantastic. You too. You too. You too can put fuel in your tank. The fuel of mentally saying, I like me. The fuel of mentally saying, I am who I am. A king thinks he's a king because he's a king, and he has been taught to be a king all his life. Now, there are some people in this world who are not kings, and yet they act like kings. They go around with a winning smile, with a winning personality. They go around with a charisma that just lifts themselves up and everybody else, and everybody looks at them and says, my goodness, they must be somebody wonderful, somebody important. They are. Or they don't even think anything about it. They just look at this person who is such a winning, charismatic being, and they say, I like to be around that person. Well, that's what a king is. That's what a winner is. That's what a mind, body, and spirit that are operating at their highest peak of performance are. Are you that? Can you be that way? What is the fuel that you put into your body? You put food. But you also put good mental attitudes. And what is the fuel that you put into your mind? Well, the only thing you can put into your mind, and the only way you can get into your mind, is with your thoughts. And thoughts are things. And whatever thoughts we think, those are the thoughts we put in our mind, and those are the thoughts that our mind works upon. Our mind works upon whatever thought we put in there. And the more we can train ourselves to be positive, to be uplifting, to be charismatic, to be beautiful, to look at the glory of the world, the divine right order of the world, the more we can train ourselves to do that, the more we experience it. Now, they tell us we don't get something for nothing, and that is very true. If you put in negative thoughts, you get negative reactions. If you put in positive thoughts, you get positive reactions. Well, now, who in their right mind wouldn't want positive reactions in every area of their life, in every area of their thinking? Who in the world would not want a happy life? Well, obviously a lot of people, because they go around saying, life's not nice, people are not nice, the world is not nice, I live in my body, it's not nice, it's got this problem, it's got that problem. Well, it's time for us to clean house. It's time for us to take a shower. Wash away all that on the outer, which is not our reality. Wash away all that dust on our diamond that's keeping us from shining forth our true reality. Washing away all that which is untrue of our divine reality. Now, who are you? Are you a divine being? I think I am. Who are you? Are you beautiful? I think I am. Who are you? Are you a delightful person, a charming person, a charismatic person that everyone loves to be around? I think I am. Oh, Herb, there are times that you're not very charming and very charismatic and so forth. Herb, there are times. Okay. You're going to hang me for the moment or two that I've been not that way, or you're going to lie with me and say, I'm running with you, Herb. You're fantastic. Everything you do is good. And then that's everything you do is good. Because whether you know it or like it or not, I am a pure reflection of you. And if you see me as a fantastic person, that's how you see yourself. If you see me as a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious person, that's how you see yourself. If you see me healthy, that's how you see yourself. If you see me wealthy, abundant, every good thing just is mine now, that's how you see yourself. Aren't you worth seeing yourself that way? My goodness, I would think so. You're worth seeing yourself as a glorious person, not in comparison, not superior to anybody else, but to be your ultimate, absolute best. And when you are your ultimate, absolute, fabulous best, what else matters? What else is there to do? What else is there to be? Be yourself and have fun. That's the credo of the University of Healing. You're God. Why can you say you're God? Because there's nothing else but God. God is the creator of all. God is the all, and you're the creation of God, and you're the all, and you are God. Now, we don't like to say that, because if we say that, then we have to live up to being that. And to live up to being God, to live up to being divine, to live up to being all that is good and beautiful, means that we have to let aside those things where we feel sorry for ourselves. We have to do something that is so darn simple, it is amazing. Let your tank run empty. Silly. Let your tank run empty. Let your tank run empty. Ho-ho! Well, why are you saying that, Herb? Well, that's what you do. You have a tank, your mental tank, and in your mental tank you have, I can or I cannot. I will not. I am not. No. Which is it that you are? Are you the positive? Are you the uplifting? Are you the fulfilling? Are you the revealing? Are you the revealed? I am. Are you happy with yourself? I am. Do you like the world you live in? I do. Do you like the people in your world? I do. Do you surround yourself with glorious, wonderful, super people who are just so great? I do. Is there any person in your world that you don't like? Nope. Never met a person that I don't like. Is there any animal in the world that you don't like? No. Like them all. Enjoy them all. I create loving, happy, harmonious beings. Animal, mineral, or vegetable, all in my world. And I am a happy being. Well, Herb, why do you have this? Well, why do you see me having that? Why don't you see me whole and perfect? Because if you see me whole and perfect, then you are whole and perfect. And then whatever your little problems may be, and you have some of them tucked away someplace, they're gone. Because if you see anybody else in your world whole and perfect, that's the way you are. If you see anybody else in your world with problems, that's the way you are. Now, what do you want? What kind of G-I-G-O are you going to have? Garbage in, garbage out, God in, God out. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who are you? Are you fabulous, glorious, wonderful, marvelous? What sort of food, what sort of gas you're going to put in your tank, what sort of mental thoughts are you going to put into your mind, what sort of life you're going to live, who are you, where are you going, what's important in your world? Yes, really, what's important in your world? Where are you going? Who are you? Well, once you decide who you are, then that's it. If you buy yourself a fabulous car, a beautiful Mercedes, a beautiful Rolls Royce, a Bentley, one of the real expensive type cars, and you try to run it on low octane fuel, you'll ruin that engine in no time. But if you put the proper octane fuel in the automobile that you're driving, it will give you hundreds of thousands of miles, not just 100,000, but hundreds of thousands of miles. And it will run seemingly forever perfectly. And these days they're sealing up the bearings, they're sealing up the various areas, and you never have to grease the bearings, you never have to do anything about them. How fabulous. For the life of the car, and the car is several hundred thousand miles long. Wonderful. What are you putting in your tank? Are you putting in your tank the positive, beautiful affirmations which tell yourself, tell your mind, tell your world how perfect you are? When your undifferentiated stem cells come forth in your body, they're perfect. And it's only because of association with the other cells in your body, which are limited in some way, that they become limited. So the more you can scour out those cells in your body and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, and then every time a little hang-up comes up, you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, you put the proper fuel in your tank, and you get the proper longevity that you really want out of life in a healthy, dynamic body, every whit perfect. You make the choice. Let your tank run on empty, and adios. Fill your tank with the purity and goodness and truth of which you are, and it will run forever. For the atom has no reason to cease to exist, and it doesn't. Anything which is formed of the atom is formed of the idea that it is good or it is time. It has a time when it ceases to be of any good. Who's giving that idea out? Who's putting that low-octane gas in a high-octane car? You are a high-octane car. You deserve the best. You deserve the finest. You deserve the most beautiful. Don't ever let your tank run on empty, because it only means that you don't care. And if you do care, you're in there saying all the beautiful affirmations about yourself every moment of your life. And there's never a time when you're done saying them. There's never a time when you're done saying, I like me. All is in divine order. There's never a time. Say the truth about yourself and your world all the time and let it be so. And it is so. Right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.